It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, it's still a mystery where humans first discovered how to ferment grape juice into wine, but the Republic of Georgia is a strong contender. We'll talk to Gemma Tarlak, who just visited the region and learned about the ancient origins of winemaking.
First, youth suicide is still rare in Wisconsin, but the state experiences the tragedy more often than the national average. County services are supposed to prevent mental health crises from escalating, but a new analysis by USA Today Network Wisconsin shows wide disparities in spending on youth mental health services.
Keegan Kyle is with us now to share more about that analysis and what options are offered in different Wisconsin counties. He's a reporter with USA Today Network Wisconsin's investigative team. Keegan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This analysis, Keegan, is part of the Kids in Crisis series. What piece of the puzzle were you trying to figure out in this analysis?
Yeah, this came out of our 10 town hall meetings that we held across the state after the series launched, where a lot of people said one of their biggest concerns in getting their children linked with services was the gaps between county-provided services. So everyone has access to, or if you have insurance, you have private services that are out there, you have hospital services that are out there, but the county services are supposed to be this last resort gap to make sure that regardless of income, every child has access to treatment. And we are hearing throughout these town hall forums that there were really big differences depending on which county you lived in and how much access you had to those types of services.
And we're talking here about maybe teens, but also in your report, you talk about kids as young as, you know, lower elementary school age. And this is a place where they might have a serious mental health problem, a crisis. If it's not addressed, it could turn into something very dire.
Exactly. So they do a range of different services, you know, preventative services that are hoping to stop children from ever reaching that crisis position, but they can also be kind of come at the end of things and try to bring them back into a more stable environment.
You said you heard from the public in these town hall meetings. We're worried maybe if I happen to live in the wrong county, I don't have access to the services my kid needs. Is that what you found as you crunched these numbers?
So one thing that we tried to look at was this complaint that there were really big differences. So we looked really at funding. And so we got some state data that looked at how much counties were actually setting aside for child, specifically youth mental health services. And then we also collected patient data to show how many children were being treated by counties across the entire state. And then using those two figures, we calculated how much money per patient is being spent. And that's really where we saw some pretty stark differences, even with neighboring counties.
Yeah, talk about some of the differences you saw. And this may not be the whole story, and we'll get into that for the data that's out there. But what did you see when you just crunched the numbers those ways?
Well, there's a so if you go even neighboring counties, you know, one county compared to the next, they might be spending twice as much per patient as the neighboring county. Some counties are spending as little as, you know, less than $1,000 per patient, and others were spending more than $20,000 per patient. And so there are these really big gaps in how this is our what best guess metric kind of trying to get a gauge on how many services are actually being leveraged to help children across the state.
And this is how this works in Wisconsin. The state doesn't step in and do it itself, but it directs the counties to do this. I imagine there's some state or federal aid here and there, but it says counties, you need to provide these services, but the counties are in charge of figuring out how to implement and fund that then.
Exactly. So the counties are really the crucial point of directing services to children. They receive state funding, federal funding, grant funding, and then they also have a certain amount of discretion in allocating their own local dollars towards children's mental health. So in some cases, it is those local decisions that dictates how much access children have to service levels. And that plays into these differences from county to county is the decisions that are made both locally and at state and federal levels.
Talking to Keegan Kyle from USA Today Network Wisconsin, a new analysis shows big disparities in funding for mental health care, crisis care for kids around the state, trying to figure out why that is, what impact it might have. You took this data, Keegan, to people who run some of these programs in counties and at the state level too. What kind of reactions did you get?
A lot of different reactions. At the county level, we were stunned that so many county officials told us that they had huge questions about the accuracy of this data that they had been reporting to the state. Basically, they're concerned that the state's instructions for how to report budget and patient data is so loose that they are inconsistently reporting their numbers, and that is uncomparable. But at the state level, they looked at our analysis and were kind of blown away. They called this a major breakthrough in kind of their understanding of how much children's mental health care is being delivered by counties. And they viewed this as a major stepping stone towards having a more productive conversation about what is the level of care that needs to be provided, and are certain counties failing to meet their children's needs. That's really been a concern that's been lingering out there, but to date, we don't have a lot of information on really what is being provided in our counties and how do those differences play out.
So one of the problems here may just be bad data in a way if counties are all reporting these things differently. Is that viewed as a maybe wonky but important first step to say, okay, let's all report, you know, money spent on the psychiatrists, money spent on this service, that service, and all do it the same way so we know if there's this massive gap in services?
Well, precisely. So one of the biggest questions is the state is essentially directing a huge amount of money towards children's mental health. The counties collectively reported more than about $300 million towards children's mental health over 3 years. But if these reporting mechanisms are really inconsistent, then we don't have a great way of evaluating what methods are effective or not, and really actually analyzing, are children receiving good care in one county or bad care in another county?
So that's a data question in part, but from your reporting, from what you saw from talking to these officials, does a picture emerge that, yeah, in fact, some kids in some counties are not getting vital services there or waiting to get vital services?
Well, I think one thing that this data does, despite the accuracy concerns about its about the data, is that it does bolster the anecdotal things that we've been hearing from parents and clinicians and county officials themselves. They have their own anecdotal observations, believe that there are really wide gaps in county services. So I don't want to say that we should disregard those. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that I do think it does start this conversation at a local level where you can look at the data. If you're a county supervisor, for example, you can look at the data and look at your own budget and start to investigate whether these numbers are lining up, whether the amount of money is meeting where you think it should be.
Let's talk about the anecdotes you heard along the way at the town hall meetings you had. What kind of things did you hear from parents in this situation? Their kid needs some kind of care. It, in theory, is supposed to be provided via their county. What kind of problems were they having?
Well, so one example is the wait list that we mentioned in our story. In some counties, because of the services that they do or they don't provide, they have established wait lists, so families have to wait weeks or months to access certain treatment programs that may be available in another county. So you have sometimes these clinicians who are trying to refer people to other counties where they may be able to get more treatment. And I think that shows in some way how we're, the clinicians that are out there are trying to balance this uneven network across Wisconsin and make things work for families.
In your piece on this, you mentioned the data, and this is from other reporting, youth suicide rates in Wisconsin, not crisis levels, not the worst of the nation, but higher than average and a big concern, obviously, for a lot of people. Is there a sense that if we can fix this, we can get our data better, we can figure out what works, that we can start moving the needle, bringing down that youth suicide rate?
Yeah, there's been a discussion about whether the youth suicide rate is necessarily the best metric to look at youth mental health. So there's this Office of Children's Mental Health that is run through the state government. And one of the things that they're trying to do this year is line up all these different metrics that they can look at children's mental health through. Youth suicide rate will probably be one because it measures the worst scenario, right? But there are all these other rates that they're looking at, like hospitalizations. Are those going up and down? How many kids are utilizing treatment programs? And I think that with those different metrics, they hope to get a better picture on whether spending in one area versus another is really moving that needle or not.
Keegan, thanks a lot for joining us, as always.
Thank you.
That's Keegan Kyle. He's a reporter with USA Today Network, Wisconsin's investigative team. Joined us to talk about a new analysis of spending on youth mental health services, which varies, according to their findings, very much, depending on which county you live in here in Wisconsin.